Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last night, that game was stupid. Now I'm a man, and I'm 37, and I lost a $50 bottle last night.
Yeah, you just gave away a $50 bottle, just like away. It wasn't. You didn't even have it long enough to celebrate your victory, man.
I never even got it in my hand.
You didn't even have it long enough to celebrate the victory.
I celebrated. I just didn't get to see it. I had made a good request, too. We had talked about it on the elevator yesterday. That is gone.
You got one tweet out. That's all you got. One tweet. You got one look at me tweet.
One look at me.
That's it, man, and you gave it away.
I did. I was very confident. And as Landry said last night on Twitter, I did not catch the severity of that weather report. I did not catch. I knew it was going to be cold, but the cold never does anything. It's the wind for especially passing teams. That one, I saw that.
Yeah. I saw a report, I believe it was from Booger McFarland, I think, when he said when he got off the plane, a 50-mile-an-hour gust hit him in the face.
Did you see them?
Did you see them
on the set? They almost got blown
off.
Adam Schefter got blown out. I watched him and
Randy. They got some folks up there with a little lead in that ass. They'd anchor down, baby.
The greatest part was Booger and Randy made their picks of the game at the end, and as soon as they made their picks, they set their mics down and took off and ran inside. Booger said, "This ain't football weather." He said, "So I'm out." Him and Randy took off. Well, they finished the rest of the segment off. But first off, have you ever played in anything like that?
No.
In your years,
no.
Any kind of – because you played in the NFC East where there were games in New York and it could get crazy.
It was cold in New York. It was cold. We played in a torrential downpour where it was cold in Seattle. On the sideline, I was literally standing in calf deep water the entire game because the drainage was awful. Literally, the entire game. Those kind of things, but nothing like where, I mean, the smart game plan is to just not throw the ball, right? I mean, nothing to where
the
wind, literally, receivers are out there trying to catch curveballs every time that it is put in the air. And so, I've never been a part of a game anywhere close to that. I've had some practices, like late season practices when I was in college where, you know, there'd be a good snowstorm come through up at Arkansas or something. You get to practice kind of in the middle of it, but nothing like last night. I mean, constant winds, I believe they said constant winds between 25 and 35 miles an hour and gusts up to 50 to 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's just.
You know, it was just, and of course, 30-something degrees feels like 24, I think, with the wind. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Yeah, I agree. No, I've never been a part of anything like that.
Yeah, I saw – when I first saw the punt that traveled straight up into the air and then at 15 yards just hooked a right and hooked a right from the middle of the field to behind the Bills the Bills bench.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, there is no chance in hell I'm winning this.
They slowed one of the bad punts down, and you literally could see – The punter, from the time the ball left the punter's hand until it hit his foot, it moved to where he shanked the punt. So, I mean, yeah, it was just – that's how bad the wind was. It wasn't about passes or field goals. The wind was literally affecting the punter's drop.
Yes.
I mean, that's how crazy it was. It was nuts.
So what did you see in that? Because the Patriots, they won that game in Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick fashion. They went 14-10, and they throw it three times.
Yep.
Three times and ran it 46 times and won. And oddly enough, the Bills threw it 30 times in the game and lost. So what was your takeaway from that game?
Well, look, I think Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots, his ability to make indecision games. I mean, I'm sorry, in-game decisions. Is the best we've ever seen. I mean, his ability to literally manage a game according to the elements and the score, obviously, and what hit, you know, the tendencies of each team, it's next to nothing. And the minute that they broke the early long run for a touchdown, you knew Bill was going to try to slow that. I mean, he's going to try to speed that game up by running the ball and not stopping the clock. And, I mean, he was just playing the game within the game. I mean, he is playing chess. There's no doubt about it. He got that lead on that long run show, and his offense. He had a couple of minutes left on that in the quarter where he was playing into the wind. It's just crazy to watch him in action. It's one thing to sit here and say, oh yeah, he's one of the most in-depth coaches and, you know, best situational coaches and all that. But when you watch it unfold, it's just, and then you compare it to what we watch every Sunday over here, or you compare it to really what 75% of the league does. It's crazy how much of an advantage it is. However, I think the story for me, show in last night's game, is a bigger picture NFL story. We're watching the quarterback position change before our very eyes. Like literally in the NFL, we're watching guys like Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all these guys that a huge part of their success all the way up until they became a pro in the NFL was using their legs. And then they get here, and really with the exception of Lamar Jackson, the systems are asking them to, they're minimizing how often they're using their legs and putting a lot of pressure on their arm, which these guys are great, so they get away with it. But I do think there's certain organizations show that if you're going to draft, play, and pay big money to a quarterback that has a unique skill set and can run the football, which is happening more and more and more.
Like Josh and Dak.
But Josh Allen is what I'm talking about now. If you're going to draft, play, and pay him the kind of money you're paying him, last night is why you do it. Last night is it's a run first night because of Mother Nature. That was a night where you got to pound the rock. And you've got to force the opponent to defend you sideline to sideline. New England doesn't have the opportunity with a quarterback to do it. They've got to do it with misdirection runs with their receivers, with their tight ends, Jonnu Smith, and they got to bang it up inside with their big tailbacks. That's their way of forcing Buffalo to defend sideline to sideline, right? I mean, the Bills had a huge advantage last night with the 240-pound quarterback they have. That we've seen them use him in their quarterback plus one run game, in the zone read game multiple times.
Without weather issues. They've used him a lot. To a point where people say they use him too much.
Yeah.
Which
I disagree with. But, yeah, that's what – and last night was a tailor-made situation for you to have a huge advantage because you can block – you can get a hat on a hat, and then you've got an elite athlete with the ball in his hand. And they – last night I tweeted that they – maybe had three designed runs. I got some responses from some Buffalo fans that said, no, they had one. But the point is on a night when obviously running the football was really going to be your only option, he's throwing 90-mile-an-hour curveballs out there at Diggs and him and wondering why they're not catching the football, right? But there's you had a huge advantage, and you didn't run the guy. And it's like, to me, that's just a perfect picture of what's the hurdle in the NFL right now with the transitioning of quarterback styles. Like, if you're going to draft them, play them, and pay them, then damn it, you got to use them, right? You can't – we watched it here with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun was a very effective runner with his legs. And they would use him one game or use him late in the fourth quarter when they didn't have any other choice, and then the next game it would completely disappear from the game plan. And I'm not saying you run him 30 times and you kill him, but he's definitely got to be you got to hold a defense accountable. They didn't even hold a defense accountable last night with Josh Allen. So – I just think it's
yeah, I thought some of those boots he was going to keep himself.
Oh, show, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's crazy that the coach didn't take the option of pass completely out of the mix and just run it. At any point in that game, just all-out run quarterback power and any kind of read game where he can keep it and get one-on-one in space with the defensive end. And that's why with me, show, when I'm talking teams, and it's why I can't trust the Bills. It's precisely why I picked the Bills this year to be the team that falls off. Because last year, so much of what they did was predicated off of Josh Allen being super special over and over and over and over and over again, right? I don't trust the Bills to do consistently over 17 weeks what they should do with Josh Allen. And last night was just a perfect example. Everything, every factor that was involved in that game last night, extreme set of circumstances, and it was a huge game. You needed to win that ball game, and you still didn't at all use your quarterback's legs. I don't. That's why I have a hard time with teams that don't focus on either using their legs or force them to stay in the pocket and distribute the football.
There were 33 passes in that game yesterday.
Josh had 30. Oh man,
Mac ran it five times. Mac Jones ran it five times.
That's crazy. This is a good point, Show. Mac had five carries. This is including scrambles. Mac had five carries, and Josh had six, I think, in the game. That's including scrambles. And I don't know that any of those were designs.
Ryan Dable, that was an interesting route of a game plan, as if he was shocked by the weather and just.
Could you imagine stroking that $40 million check to Josh Allen and then watching that game knowing what we're doing?
That was made for him.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.